a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 203. I'm your host, Sid Satter. We have a special Middle of the Map edition this week where I'm playing bands that are coming to Kansas City for the Middle of the Map Festival, April 6th and 7th. The festival takes place in Westport, the entertainment district in Kansas City, and features live music all day and all night from about six or seven different venues, most of them within walking distance of each other. It's a great time and a great way to see a lot of music, and it's a very cheap tickets that you can still pick up. Unfortunately, I won't be here for it. And that's okay, because festivals scare me. I've got OCD issues, and the thoughts of seeing bits of some band, but not all of them, just terrify me. But that's why people go to festivals, right? Give you a chance to walk around, sample bits and pieces of bands. If you don't like it, move on. If you do, maybe you've discovered a new favorite. So I've tried to do that here with the podcast. So what I've done is I've looked through the lineup, contacted some labels and bands that I don't know or have never really paid any attention to, and said, hey, send me that album. Let me take a taste. So that's what we've done here, and we've started off with a track by Fun. That song is We Are Young, and is on the album Some Nights, which came out February 21st on Fueled by Ramen. Of course, you're familiar with the song. At least last week, it was the number one song in the country. But I had no real understanding of the band, and in fact, I never heard the song until NPR told me about it a couple weeks ago. So I'm definitely behind on the curve there, and it always confuses me when something that's vaguely indie rockish crosses into popular culture. So I took a flyer on it. The album itself is interesting. It's got some moments that are very nice, but it's got some moments that sound like Glee, and that's maybe a little too much for me, a little too much auto-tune, and a little too much produced by, well, someone who doesn't really produce in the indie rock world. So I can't say I'm a fan, but I enjoyed sampling. Let's continue on here. Let's dig over to a band from St. Louis. This band is called Sleepy Kitty, and the song is called School's Out. That is Every Day, Every Night with the song You Died in a Dream. That's on the band's album, Etc., which came out May 2nd of last year on Golden Sound Records. Both Golden Sound and the band Every Day, Every Night are based out of Kansas City, Missouri, and they will be playing the Middle of the Map Festival. And as all the bands are on this week's podcast, we are playing bands that are coming to Kansas City for the Middle of the Map Festival, playing Friday, April 6th or Saturday, April 7th in the Westport area of Kansas City, doing a little bit of sampling. Some bands that I have ignored in the past, and maybe I'll do a little sample and see what they're like. And that's the case with Every Day, Every Night, a band I haven't seen before, but now I've got a much better understanding of. Before that, we played Sleepy Kitty with the song School's Out. That's on the band's album Infinity City, released on Euclid Records July of last year. A band out of St. Louis, though it does feature some ex-Chicago people, specifically Evan Solt of Bound Stems is in that band, and he's joined by Paige Brubeck, who provides the vocals, guitars, and keyboards. And a very interesting band there. I like that quite a bit. I'm glad I had a sample there, and if it wasn't for Middle of the Map Fest, I never really would have paid any attention. And that's what festivals are all about. Well, normally the podcast is simple. I get new music, I play it, and if I like it, great. If I don't, that's sad, but it's going to get played on the podcast anyway, so hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. This week's a little bit different. I sought out some music, and hopefully, again, I made some good choices or some good guesses. How about that? We're going to continue on here with another guest, a band from Oxford, England, coming to town. This is Jonquil with the song Run.
Fred, 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 Smeared and Vex, good car.
At this point, you might be asking yourself, what decade is it? Well, rest assured, this is modern rock. That is Neon Indian with the song Hex Girlfriend. That's on the band's album Era Extraña, which came out on Mom and Pop Records September 13th of last year. Band out of Denton, Texas, that is Alan Palomo, with one of the touchstone bands of the chillwave movement a few years back. Not a genre that I really care for usually, and that's not an album that does a whole lot for me, but they are one of the big bands playing Kansas City's Middle of the Map Festival the weekend of April 6th and 7th, and you know, I figured I owed it to myself to stop by, take a listen. And that's kind of how it's working now. Before that, we heard from Jonquil with the song Run. That's on the album Point of Go, which just came out February 21st on Dovecote Records. That band, I really enjoy. That song there is certainly much more in the alternative, in capital A, alternative rock genre. Some things are a little more modern sounding with some African drumming and such, kind of reminding me of Kansas City's own Capybara, who will also be playing Middle of the Map Festival. Of course, there are lots and lots of bands playing the festival, 100 more, who knows. But I didn't play the bands on the podcast that I knew I loved. I mean, sure, Mission of Burma's playing, and that's one of my favorite bands of all time. And Owen and Mates of State and so many great local bands are playing as well. I'd be happy to see any of them. But what we're doing this time is sampling some of the bands that, one, I'd never really heard of but sounded interesting, or two, some of the big bands that are coming to town that I just never really got into. And that's what this week's podcast has been about. Unfortunately, a half hour is not much time, and we need to wrap things up. So let me do the business here, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 203, the Middle of the Map edition. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. For information on the Middle of the Map Festival, you can go to middleofthemapfest.com, and there is lots of details there and everything you need to know. We're getting things off this week with a track by Murder by Death, a band out of Bloomington, Indiana, a place near and dear to my heart. The song I'm going to play is called You Don't Miss Twice When You're Shaven with a Knife. It's on the band's album Good Morning Magpie, which came out April 6th of 2010 on Vagrant Records. The band has just finished their new album, and they're hoping for a summer release, also on Vagrant. A few things have changed with the band. They picked up a new member from Ockerville River. The album is produced by John Congleton, and it's coming out real soon, and I'm looking forward to it. This isn't a band I paid a lot of attention to, but I think I'm a fan now. So let's end with this one. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully you'll hear this band at the Middle of the Map Festival April 6th or 7th. And here it is, Murder by Death. You Don't Miss Twice When You're Shaving with a Knife. Soft skin raw like
like a mean mutt with the razor maw swipe along my neck and against my jaw. That's just blood, no need to fuss. I got your shorts in a bunch. Cuss and cuss, but still you don't miss twice when you're shaving with a knife. But you don't miss twice.